1 second from half court.
Jumping for joy.
First ever.
A 2-on-1.
Oh.
Did he bring it in? He did.
It is.
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good evening from McGuffey High School in a preliminary round of the WPIL 2A Team Wrestling Tournament. First up this afternoon, the WJPA Sports Network brings you the Bentworth Bearcats and the Keystone Oaks Golden Eagles. Hi, everyone. I'm Bob Gregg here on the Visit Greene County pre-match show. Jason Tennant, our floor director, heading up our Greene sports crew. With Noah Tennant on camera, Jacob Knisner producing in our downtown Washington studios. Winner of this match moves out to take on number 3, McGuffey. The loser will have to shift gears from team to individual tournament side of high school wrestling here in Pennsylvania. Tonight's match on the WJPA Sports Network is brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, by First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, by attorney John Patricic, by Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation, by the Day Insurance Agency, by Visit Greene, by Slovenian Savings and Loan, by the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, by Mariscotti Insurance Agency and Mariscotti Funeral Home in California, by CNX Dreamfields, and by Quality Quick Printing. We'll have more on the Visit Greene County pre-match show here on the WJPA Sports Network.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Find more snuggle time this winter and be prepared for the cold with the help of First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. With a home improvement loan, home equity loan, or home equity line of credit, you can upgrade that old furnace, take care of that leaking roof, or replace those outdated floors. Keep the cold out and keep the warm and cozy in. Visit a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 458-729.
Hi, this is attorney John Patricic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation.
Welcome back to McGuffey. Let's take a look at how these two teams got here. For the Bentworth Bearcats, it was by way of invitation. The Bearcats finished third in Section 3 and received one of two wild card invites to the 2A tournament. Keystone Oaks, meanwhile, is in this match thanks to a three-way tie. The Golden Eagles finished second in that tiebreaker. But Avonworth, Quaker Valley, and Keystone Oaks all finished at 2-1 in Section. And in that, the only difference was Quaker Valley had a technical fall, the only one. Everything else was dead even the rest of the way out. And Quaker Valley, the one, Keystone Oaks beat Avonworth to finish second. We'll take a look at the rest of the bracket when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Radio and TV today are cluttered with ads for car insurance. You might find these ads clever, funny, or even annoying. Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency. We like to keep things simple. We will give you the best possible coverage at the best possible price with great hometown service without all those gimmicks. Call us to get a free no-obligation quote with Erie Insurance. You might be surprised how much you can save. That's the Day Insurance Agency, 724-228-3448, or online at dayinsurance.com.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
WPIL committee proactive in dealing with that storm that dumped up to 18 inches of snow around the area. Typically, these preliminary round matches that we're about to cover would have taken place on Monday. Those winners plugging into the four-team pods around the WPIL tonight. But because of that storm, the prelims will be wrestled now. So these are five-team pods. Number one, Burrell, will meet the Knox Southmoreland winner. Quaker Valley and Best Center will also wrestle in first-round action there at Burrell. Laurel is hosting a five-team pod. The number four Spartans awaiting the Avonworth Freedom winner. Jeff Morgan and Avella are wrestling in that five-team group as well. On the two-seed, Derry Trojans, awaiting the Highlands Central Valley winner, also wrestling in the first round at Derry is Elizabeth Forward and Greensburg-Salem. And, of course, McGuffey awaits the Bentworth-Keystone Oaks winner, Chartiers-Houston and Burgettstown also in this five-team field. Our first round coverage will be here on WJPA AM for the first round, the prelims on JPA AM, then the first round and quarterfinals will switch over to WJPA-FM. Meanwhile, on the AM side, we'll have AAA action. Cannon McMillan awaiting the Bell Vernon Mars winner. Also, Greater Latrobe and North Allegheny will wrestle in that five-team group. The Canamac Bell Vernon Mars winner will take on the Latrobe North Allegheny winner. All that action on WJPA-AM starting at 5:50. Back to McGuffey here on the WJPA Sports Network in just a moment.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We'd love to have you join us in celebration of outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams from our area. As a member of our chapter, you can nominate potential candidates, then vote on the nominees for each year's induction banquet. And you can help spread the word about our region's rich athletic tradition. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
The Mariscotti Insurance Agency and the Mariscotti Funeral Home in California are proud to support students and families throughout the area. The Mariscotti family provides honest service with a commitment to excellence to families and businesses in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties. For nearly 50 years, the Mariscotti family has served the community, and they look forward to the next 50 years. The Mariscotti Insurance Agency on 3rd Street and the Mariscotti Funeral Home on 4th Street, supporting the Bearcats, Bulldogs, Falcons, and Trojans.
Referee A.J. Bacaizo has conducted the flip of the disc. It came up with the choice belonging to Keystone Oaks, and Keystone Oaks has chosen to the odd matches. We are going to be there are holes in both of these lineups. Bentworth has two weight classes they cannot fill. Two of the first five will be forfeited by the Bearcats, and there are three holes, at least two for sure, for Keystone Oaks when we get up to the top. We're going to start at 107 pounds, and it's my understanding that's across the WPIL, all eight sites. are going to start their prelims at 107. Our first round matches will start at 114, and then our quarterfinals will start at 121 pounds. Bentworth has Brian Matthews. Keystone Oaks has Jaden Sims and Dylan Sconcy. And it is KO's present first to do that. Dylan Sconcy presents, and then Bentworth can either send Brian Matthews here or bump him up. And there'll be a bit of that going on tonight. And Matthews will indeed present. So it'll be Matthews and Sconcy in the opening bout. And again, if we end up with those holes, two for Bentworth, two for Keystone Oaks, that's going to take this 13-bout match down to 9. With basically the score tied at 12 at the moment. But we're about set to get underway. Those of you watching on NFHS, when we go to commercial break, you'll get the split screen there. And those of you listening on air or online, we'll get you caught up on what's happened between periods as we go. Great to have you along here on Pennsylvania's radio sports leader for more than 80 years. Matthews and Sconcy trying to find control of wrist, head tap attempt. Not really any good shots yet. Sconcy circling to his left, drops to his knees now. Good job by Matthews to lower down to keep the legs from being exposed. Sconcy took a shot, swiped at a leg, didn't get it. Matthews trying to work a tie-up, and then the Bentworth coach is wanting him to get out of that tie-up, and he does. 45 seconds gone, our first period. First of three rounds in the WPIL 2A team tournament. When it's all said and done, the WPIL's four PIAA qualifiers will have been determined. Matthews in on a shot on a single. Sconcy hopping on one foot. Matthews trying to trip the other leg out. Didn't have that well enough control. Now he whips out of the whizzer, but Sconcy hops back up to his feet. Matthews again. And no control awarded by Kaizo. And good job here by Matthews to horse Sconcy down to his belly and get the takedown. 3-0. A couple of times Matthews had put Sconcy's hands to the mat, but Kaizo ruling that Matthews did not have quote-unquote control at that point. 25 seconds to go in our first. 3-0 lead for Bentworth's Brian Matthews. Period about to come to an end. Sconcy works to his feet, looking for late points, trying to turn inside, and hips Matthews to his back. Reversal, and one back count only. No near falls coming out of this. So two-point reversal late in the period takes us 3-2 to the second here on the WJPA Sports Network. That's the power of
Bowser. You're always on the winning team with the power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit PowerOfBowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at PowerOfBowser.com. PowerOfBowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
Oh, 3-2 end of one in favor of Matthews. Boy, a couple of times in their loss to Best Center. Points late in the period, in particular the match that went the distance, changed the outcome. Now here the reversal right back. Matthews able to turn in and started on the bottom, got the reversal here early in this second period, and goes back up by a three count. Now gives Sconcy an escape. Shot by Sconcy. Got in on a leg earlier, took a swipe at a leg. This time he has hands on thigh and one side hip on the other, but can't keep both. Tries to maintain there, but forehead buried in the mat. Reach across the back, and boy, Matthews just ran out of time. Referee A.J. Bakaizo calls a stalemate. Minute 13 to go. We are neutral. Takedown a little over halfway through in the first for Matthews. Late 5-second reversal. Then he got a reversal about 10 seconds into this second, then gave an escape 15 seconds later. That's how we get to the 5-3 count and wrestling neutral. Tie-up attempt by Sconce, trying to block the chin. Now spinning to his left, Sconce gets head and leg. He cradles Matthews up and turns him to his back. Takedown and more. Matthews got up perpendicular for a moment. Now Sconce squeezes him. The one shoulder is down and the second goes with it. 3:27, the time of the fall. Dylan Sconce from neutral to a cradle and the fall. Keystone Oaks 6, Bentworth nothing. We'll go to 114 on the WJPA Sports Network in just a moment.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money. All from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
All right, Bobby Lemley presents for Bentworth. Had to go first. Jaden Sims for Keystone Oaks bumps up from 107. That'll cover a hole, possibly, with the Ryder Gerhardt able to bump up to 121 for KO. And then we get into the holes for the Bearcats. Keystone Oaks lineup holes happen later in the weights. 6-0 Keystone Oaks with the lead. And a quick shot and a takedown for Lemley gives Sims the escape. Sims coming after, and now double arm toss by Lemley. He's got Sims on his back for a second time here in the first, taken down for a second time, and on his back, been there for a while. Lemley unable to get the fall, but we'll pick up quick four near fall points, trying to go to a 2-on-1 tilt. Sims rolls all the way across. 1:20 to go in our opening period. Lemley elevates with the left foot. Sims rolls all the way across. Lemley goes out to the side, trying to get forearm near leg, and pulls that forearm across the chest. Hooks the leg now, and he goes hips up into the shoulders. Sims right at the edge of the mat, just a minute gone in this first period. It's already 10-1. This near fall, if it doesn't get the pin, will go full boat. But it's about an inch and a half, maybe 2 inches now from that right shoulder blade being off the mat. And Lemley gets the fall. It comes in a minute and 15 seconds to tie the dual meet. Bobby Lemley by fall over Jaden Sims in a minute 15. Bentworth 6, Keystone Oaks 6. We get a 121 in just a moment.
If your basement walls are peeling, that is not appealing. So this is water damage?
Yes, man? Sir. That's water damage.
How many people right now have compromised in their basement brought on by water?
Oh, the majority. I mean, water is the enemy of a home.
Right.
But it's better to have it assessed to give you that ease of mind.
Sure.
Inspections are free. Might as well just give us a call to help.
Baker's Waterproofing is now Groundworks. Schedule a free inspection.
All right, Brock McClure for Bentworth and Ryder Gerhardt for Keystone Oaks. 6-6 tie at the moment. Keystone Oaks has 12 points coming up in the next two weight classes with the forfeits from Bentworth. These two teams were both at the Burgettstown tournament about 2 weeks ago. Bentworth with a runner-up finish in that tournament. Meanwhile, Keystone Oaks placed at 26th. But individual scoring point scorings versus dual meets is often a whole different subject. McClure and Gerhardt wrestling neutral, still scoreless, 30 seconds gone in our opening period. Winner of this match will take on McGuffey right on this mat. And we'll have that for you on WJPA Sports Network. And on we'll be switching over to our FM side. That broadcast scheduled to start about 5:50, which time-wise should not be a problem. Gerhardt in on a leg, and now McClure almost went to his hip. Now reaches across trying to hook the leg. still wrapped tight around the waist, and Bakayzo calls for a stalemate. Get a fresh start. The four site winners tonight will get together at Peters Township on Saturday, starting at 10 a.m. for semis. Third place in championship matches slightly about an hour and a half after that. Another shot, but a good counter by McClure was ready for this shot from Gerhardt and able to slide a leg in on the side, take a 3-0 lead. Cross face by McClure, tying up the far arm, actually, and now trying to dump the near leg and find a way to get up from underneath the body. Just 10 seconds remaining in our first period. McClure just going to run out of time here. We'll not have enough to get the near fall. Second period on WJPA, and we come right back.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
McClure with a 3-0 lead chooses bottom to start the second period. Gerhardt trying to get out to the side and work a cradle, but McClure does a nice job to keep that from happening. Inside leg hook by McClure. He's up over the top. This should be a reversal side-by-side opportunity here, and McClure takes a 5-0 lead. Gerhardt trying to come up from underneath. So far, not able to. Got his leg free, though, and Gerhardt, if he pops his head here, he's going to get that 2 points back. McClure, if he's got the guts, he can sit through on this and dump Gerhardt's shoulders to the mat. But so far, he's used that right hand out to apply leverage and keep from getting dumped that way himself. Now underhook, half Nelson, shove on the head and shoulders exposed for a second. And now crossface by Gerhardt, by McClure, and the shoulders exposed once again. He's got trying to keep his own shoulders from being a problem. Three back points for McClure, two reversal for Gerhardt. 45 seconds to go in this second period. Well, I have 8-2, and that's what the board has as well. Gerhardt again riding on top. That didn't last long early in this second period. McClure quickly with a reversal, but so far nothing doing. That time he had the side-by-side, then lost that leg and ended up getting his own leg hooked underneath, but did get near falls out of that before giving the reversal back. 8-2. Brock McClure still in the lead. Gerhardt hooks a leg and going to run out of time in the second. 8-2. McClure of Bentworth leads after two. Third period on WJPA.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
McClure Bentworth with an 8-2 lead. Gerhardt chose neutral, and then a shot by McClure, and Ryder Gerhardt is shaken up, and not much anybody can do to help that young man at this moment. And gentlemen, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Injury timeout while they attend to Ryder Gerhardt, and I say attend in quotes, air quotes there. Ryder Gerhardt just going to try to shake this off. We'll grab a timeout back on the WJPA Sports Network in just a moment.
Since 1978, Quality Quick Printing has been a single source for all your business, organization, and corporate printing needs. A full-service digital document solution center, high-speed digital copying, large format, design and finishing, direct mail services, and so much more. Call their print solutions specialist to help with your next project, 724-225-9427, or visit qualquick.com.
All right, my guess is, the way I understand, I have 11-2 on the score. Yep. One board says 14. Now they're going to adjust that. Okay. Now it looks like we're good. It is 11-2. It is 11-2. It was 8-2 at the end of 2, and the takedown for McClure right ahead of the injury, or right ahead of the injury stoppage, I guess I should say, for Gerhardt. So ready to go, 11-2. Just 18 seconds gone in this second period. McClure with a tight waist. Stand-up attempt. Gerhardt picked up, and McClure takes him back into the mat. Battle underneath the belly area of Gerhardt for wrist control. And now finally, McClure's just going to cut him loose. I don't know that we ever got the escape. It looked like McClure was going to give one, but now it's going to, instead of one, it's just going to be a reversal. 11-4 the count. Team point hanging in the balance at the moment. McClure up to knees, arm barred by Gerhardt, one-on-one, trying to run with that bar, and McClure just sticks that arm up over his head. Now he dumps Gerhardt back underneath, and a reversal gotten back by McClure. He's now up 13-4. 45 seconds to go, third period. 9-point lead for McClure. At worst, he wants to keep it 8 or more, get that bonus team point here. If he can turn Gerhardt and get even more than that, so be it. But Brock McClure has had a couple of times where he wasn't riding so well and ended up giving up reversals. Doesn't want to end up in that situation here. Stalling call against Gerhardt. And now Gerhardt gets stacked up perpendicular, goes on over McClure, lowering the hips. Just 10, 12 seconds. Looks like a 3-point near fall. Here in the final 10 seconds, 17 for the team count at the moment. But McClure going to run out of time. He'll have to settle for the major decision, 17-4. Bentworth 10, Keystone Oaks 6. But that, when we come back from break, will be 18-10 KO because of a couple of forfeits coming up at 27 and 33 here on WJPA.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Find more snuggle time this winter and be prepared for the cold with the help of First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. With a home improvement loan, home equity loan, or home equity line of credit, you can upgrade that old furnace, take care of that leaking roof, or replace those outdated floors. Keep the cold out and keep the warm and cozy in. Visit a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
All right, we have worked our way from 27 and 33, a couple of forfeits by the Bearcats to Keystone Oaks. So it should be Drake McClure. That's the only wrestler available for Bentworth, and Dylan Jones will bump up from 133. So Drake McClure and Dylan Jones. And we're ready to go at 139 pounds. Team score now, Keystone Oaks 18, Bentworth 10. Remember, Bentworth will pick up at least two forfeits at the upper weight. So they've got a 12 spot coming back to them later here in the duel. The Keystone Oaks Golden Eagles got to find a way to try to make sure that doesn't change the outcome here. McClure and Jones underway. McClure gets to a leg. Jones reaches across the back trying to slide a leg in, but a good work there by Jones to keep a hold down around the right knee. McClure trying to keep scooting his hips out from underneath, and he's prying on the left elbow to try to get the Jones off of it, and now trying to go to a Navy ride. To his back goes Jones. McClure did not panic at all, gets the takedown and back count going, and the Navy ride has gone full boat as we click under a minute. Four near falls coming up when the hold is lost. So takedown and four, seven-point move. Used to be the package was a five-point move, and here you get a great look. The Navy ride, left arm pulled down through the crotch, hook at that left elbow, and over to his back went Dylan Jones. So 7-0 lead for Drake McClure. 45 seconds to go in our first period. This has got to be the quietest gym I've ever heard at a team tournament wrestling match. McClure tried to get to a leg on the left side, but didn't do it. Had hands locked in a cradle, but not enough leverage. Now he packages the near arm, head, and knee together. McClure steps back, drives Jones over to his back again, and the right shoulder goes down, and the fall is called. 1 minute, 40 seconds, time of the fall. Drake McClure of Bentworth pulls the team score. Keystone Oaks 18, Bentworth 16. We go to 145 in just a moment.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patrisic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation.
Bryce Croson for Bentworth, Jeremy Wagner. And Wagner bumps up from 139. Bryce Croson for Bentworth weighed in at 145. 18-16, Keystone Oaks with the lead. Great to have you along here on WJPA. Shot by Croson, got on one, got the second, gets behind, got to take Wagner back to the mat and can't get it done. Croson stays hands off and then drops down, a little fake shot, head tie-up attempt by Wagner. Wagner trying to get his hands, or Croson trying to get his hands free. Weak shot, but kept coming after it. Got in on a single, but now it's Wagner across the back trying to find a way to lock the hands. Croson says, go ahead, I'll take the other leg as well. He was behind Wagner once earlier. This time, boy, the hands went down. This is the second time the Bearcats have not gotten a takedown from A.J. Bacaggio. Had control, put the opponent to the mat. This time looked like, my opinion, Croson should have got the deuce there when Wagner put his hands down on the mat, but he popped right back up and no takedown awarded. A minute to go in the first. Scoreless here at 145 pounds. One note, because of no school for almost everybody the last several days, wrestlers 4-pound weight allowance today. So the 145 wrestlers could weigh up to 149 flat for these matches. And of course, the weight when they get actually take the mat in a match is a whole lot different than when they stepped on the scales. If you've ever seen guys head to the concession stand after weigh-ins, it's impressive. Scoreless, 15 seconds to go in our first. Croson's had a couple of takedown opportunities, but couldn't finish him off. Croson takes a swipe at that right knee, but Wagner equal to the task. And we'll have a second period scoreless here on WJPA in just a minute.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt.
The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation. Start of the second period, defer by Wagner. Then Croson chooses bottom position, and he gets barred up and turned to his back. First points of the match belong to Jeremy Wagner. 4 point near fall, and the two find their way to the boundary. He got the bar and trapped the wrist and able to crank Croson to his back. Roll attempt by Croson, going to get to his feet, pick up an escape. And now wrestling neutral, needs a takedown to tie, does Croson. Wagner was able to fight off a couple of takedown attempts in that first. Croson shoots for the legs, only got one hand there, but keeps coming. Now he's down low on the right leg. Wagner trying to shove Croson's head into the mat. Croson trying to pull out from under there, and now Croson fights off a little spin move by Wagner. Wagner across the back of Croson. Croson got to hang on to that leg, and he can't do it. And Wagner gets a takedown. So instead of the good shot by Croson tying the match, Wagner's counter wrestling gives him a 7-1 lead. He'd like to build on that, but boy, he went right to a arm attempt to try to turn Croson over to his back again. But that bar early in this period to build a 4-0 lead. And then after the escape, Got the takedown. Croson cut free, his second escape of the period. 25 seconds to go. 7-2 lead for Wagner. But as we've talked so often with the scoring changes, 5-point lead is nothing these days. That's not even one whole move. You get the takedown and full package on the near falls, and all of a sudden you go from down 5 to up 2. End of two periods, 7-2 lead. Jeremy Wagner of Keystone Oaks back for the third on WJPA.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448. Visit us online at dayinsurance.com or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
Choice for the third. Wagner takes bottom position. Tried to sit back into Croson, who held on around the waist but also kept control of the left wrist, and Wagner could only go so far around. Now it's Croson trying to work a bar in but unable to do that. 15 seconds gone here in the third. 7-2 lead for Keystone Oaks' Jeremy Wagner. The Golden Eagles lead the Bearcats 18-16. This is bout number 7. This will take us halfway through, and we get a stoppage on top and a blood timeout for Jeremy Wagner. So a break in the action here. 1:29 to go, third period. We get a blood timeout on the bottom for Wagner. We're back in just a moment.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Thanks to the support of CNX, GBU, Princescape, the Pony League World Series, and the participants in our annual golf outing, we awarded nearly $14,000 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. And we granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Jeremy Wagner had a bloody mouth, and that took a little while to get squared away. Probably used 90 seconds of his 5 minutes blood time. Got back restart and got to his feet, but not free, and the two end up out of bounds. 7-2, Wagner of Keystone Oaks leading Croson of Bentworth. Again, Keystone Oaks will forfeit at least two weights up top. To avoid that, they're going to have to bump all the way up. That would mean that Leslie bumps to 45, Luxtogen to 52, Legalia to 60, and Kabistic up to 72, and they would forfeit just two in that scenario. So we'll see how all that works up out in the coming minutes. Just over a minute gone in this third period. 7-2 lead for Jeremy Wagner, who's been stuck on the bottom this entire third period, but has not been in any peril of being exposed. One-on-one by Croson, trying to tie that up and work that in with something else, but can't get that. Had to reaches up over the shoulders, picks up the near leg, but trying to drive his head into the side. That's not working yet. And Wagner goes belly down again. 20 seconds remaining. Stalling call against Wagner. But with a five-point lead, you can afford to stall a while here with just 20 seconds to go. Bar, half. But so far, Croson unable to do anything meaningful with that other than ride. And the bout's going to come to an end. 7-2, Wagner of Keystone Oaks, the winner. Team score, KO 21, Bentworth 16. We go to the second half of the duel on WJPA.
The Mariscotti Insurance Agency and the Mariscotti Funeral Home in California are proud to support students and families throughout the area. The Mariscotti family provides honest service with a commitment to excellence to families and businesses in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties. For nearly 50 years, the Mariscotti family has served the community, and they look forward to the next 50 years. The Mariscotti Insurance Agency on 3rd Street and the Mariscotti Funeral Home on 4th Street, supporting the Bearcats, Bulldogs, Falcons, and Trojans.
All right, we get Leo Schrader presenting for Bentworth. And Domingo Luxtogen presents. So that means with that move that KO is going to forfeit three weights because they would have had to bump Leslie up to 45 from 45 to avoid that. So at least that's the way my math reads me. We'll see how this all works out. So it's Leo Schrader and Domingo Luxtogen here at 152 pounds. To end up at the boundary, and aggressive shot by Luxtogen. Schrader backpedaling. Now work counters that aggressive work on top with trying to work a front tie-up. Luxtogen trying to hang on to one leg and tried to get to the other. Now head on the outside. Nice double, but Schrader, tough crossface, but Luxtogen picks him up and folds Schrader back into the mat. Takedown is awarded. So from here through 285 now, I have Keystone Oaks with only three wrestlers, Legalia, Kabistic, and Rush. So let me correct myself. They'll forfeit two weight classes, not three. My apologies. A minute to go. First period, Luxtogen gives Schrader an escape to make it 3-1. Had the better look from neutral position a couple of times and now shoots for a leg. Schrader trying to cross face, but lost that. Luxtogen trying to dump Schrader, and he'll get the takedown with that move. 40 seconds to go in our first period. 6-1 lead now for Domingo Lux Tojan. And part of what, with those two forfeits coming back the other way, if you do the math, Bentworth at this moment would have a 7-point lead. So over the four bouts that are scheduled to be wrestled here, KO looking for a way to make up 7 points. And, you know, with only four bouts, that's something, you know, every time you don't win, it's a problem. And if you have the opportunity to get bonus, you're going to want to do it. 6-1, end of one. Domingo Lux Tojan of Keystone Oaks leading Leo Schrader. We'll go to the second period in just a moment.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Schrader's choice for the second. He defers. Lux Tojan takes bottom. Then Schrader cautioned for a false start. Illegal position there to start that second period. Stand up by Lux Tojan. Schrader takes him back into the mat. Gets to a half Nelson, but nothing else with it. And he able to muscle Lux Tojan back onto his knees. Schrader taller. Lux Tojan a little broader. And now Schrader gets overly aggressive, loses the crossface, and he is going to have to fight off a reversal attempt here. And Lux Tojan pops the head, grabs the arm, and gets the two. So now 8-1 lead for Domingo Lux Tojan. And we're not halfway through this second period. Winner will take on McGuffey coming up at around the 6 o'clock mark. Schrader draws the knees back up under him. Lux Tojan pretty high up over the shoulders, but Schrader didn't take advantage of that. Lux Tojan leans on the back of the shoulders and shoves him back into the mat flat, hooking underneath both arms from behind. Neither hand going up around the neck where you might end up into an illegal Nelson hold. Now Schrader's arm folded underneath. Referee A.J. Bakaizo kneeling there, just trying to see if there's anything happening underneath. Stalling call on top, on the bottom on Schrader. So false start and a stalling call in this second period on Bentworth's Leo Schrader. Chin whip by Lux Tojan, and he takes Schrader over to his back and now squeezing, and Schrader went flat for a second and now goes flat to stay. 3:49, the time of the fall. Domingo Lux Tojan, Keystone Oaks 27, Bentworth 16. We got a 160 on the WJPA Sports Network.
Since 1978, Quality Quick Printing has been a single source for all your business, organization, and corporate printing needs. A full-service digital document solution center, high-speed digital copying, large format, design and finishing, direct mail services, and so much more. Call their print solutions specialist to help with your next project, 724-225-9427, or visit qualquick.com.
160 pounds, Owen Ivsik for Bentworth and Cooper LaGallia for Keystone Oaks. Just a note about Owen Ivsik, and thanks to our buddy Ken Wonderly. Owen Ivsik, one of just four active wrestlers with 150-plus career wins. Ivsik owns the Bentworth Schoolmark, 158 career victories. And we'll see another one of those in the next match. McGuffey's Lucas Barr has 158 wins in his career as well. LaGallia with a shot at the legs. Ivsik fights that off. Underhooked, headlock, hip toss. LaGallia to his back. Ivsik on the squeeze and gets the fall in 21 seconds. Headlock, hip toss, and pin. Keystone Oaks 27, Bentworth 22. We go to 172 on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Oh, and you get right down to it. This is a match that Keystone Oaks has to win. His team score is 27-22 KO. But two forfeits are going to follow here as Kubistik is bumped up from 160 to 172. Bentworth counters with Paxton Thomas, who has himself already a PIAA gold medal. That is in soccer, but was part of that championship team. Thomas working a front tie-up. Kubistik trying to get to a leg. Thomas works back up with underhooks both sides. Duck under attempt by Kubistik. Blocked off with those underhooks by Thomas. Good hard work up around the abs and up through the chest to fight that off. And now the two separate and work back in the open. Kubistik again takes a shot, gets to the leg. This time Thomas up over the top, hooks the leg. Has a tie-up as well, has boots in on both, and now gets the takedown. Paxton Thomas with the takedown. And he goes up 3-0. Kubistik, and now an injury time. Thomas shaking up on top. Thomas was riding hard on top there, had legs in not really deeply. Did get both boots in there, and all of a sudden he's looking for stoppage. Did get that while still in control, so when we restart, but Thomas breathing hard, and I don't know if he has an asthma condition or something like that, but that was really pretty all of a sudden, and get the stoppage there. 50 seconds to go in the first. 27-22 Keystone Oaks leads. But we do know that 12 points are coming for the Bearcats in the next two weight classes with Keystone Oaks not having wrestlers weighed in at, did not have anybody weighed in at 172, 189, or 215. But they did start bumping up. Sims wrestled 133, Jones bumped up to 39, Wagner bumped up to 145, Lux Tojan bumped up to 52, and Legalia up at 160, Kubistik now up at 172 pounds. And they stopped the injury time, and I'll tell you, Paxton Thomas looks no worse for wear. 50 seconds to go in our first period. We're at 172 pounds, 5-point Keystone Oaks lead. Bout score, 3-point lead for Bentworth. Yeah, the one scoreboard said, there we go, it said 8-3 KO, and a little communication issues between the two different manufacturers' scoreboards here at McGuffey. But they get that squared away. Cradle in by Thomas. Can't keep the hands locked there. Kubistik trying to break that. He's up on the balls of his feet, and now Thomas just leans on him and takes him back into the mat. Thomas had the cradle. I can't see if he still has it locked, but he had to get off the one side, and he does indeed. And now he's going to give up the lock there. Just could not muscle Kubistik over to his back. 10 seconds remaining in the first. Kubistik stands. Thomas does not want to give up late points here, and he's able to trip Kubistik back into the mat. We'll go to the second. 3-0 Thomas here on the WJPA Sports Network.
Find more snuggle time this winter and be prepared for the cold with the help of First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. With a home improvement loan, home equity loan, or home equity line of credit, you can upgrade that old furnace, take care of that leaking roof, or replace those outdated floors. Keep the cold out and keep the warm and cozy in. Visit a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 458-729.
Start of the second period, 3-0 lead for Paxton. Thomas, choice goes to Kabistic, and he chooses neutral, gets in on a leg shot. This is the same scenario that happened in the first period where the shot by Kabistic, but Thomas able to work up around the head and arms, throw the boots in. He has both legs laced, and he's pulling up underneath the shoulders. No takedown's been awarded, and I think the thing here that A.J. Bicazzo wants to let this play out and keep. And now an illegal hold against Thomas. Penalty point awarded to Kabistic. I think he scissored the head. So penalty point there. 45 seconds gone in the second. Board now says 3-1 Thomas with the lead. Oh boy, we are close to exactly what happened for the only takedown that's been awarded so far. That was a good shot by Kabistic and a good counter work by Thomas. Kabistic. In on a shot, had hands on both legs, but Thomas sprawling back. Pancake attempt. Didn't have the far arm. Kabistic trying to go to a roll. Thomas fights that off. 45 seconds to go in the second. Kabistic keeps going after Thomas's right leg, but Thomas sprawls that back. Stalemate called by A.J. Bicazzo. This bout and three to go, two of which will be Keystone Oaks forfeits. That's why this match is so important to the Golden Eagles. If Bentworth wins this match, say just by regular decision, it goes to 27-25, the two forfeits will make it out of reach. It would go to 37-27. Thomas around the side, trying to get a leg hooked in. Kabistic trying to reach up and grab Thomas's head. Now Kabistic broken flat. Thomas gets his second takedown by counter as the period comes to an end. Late points in a bout, or in a period, and Paxton Thomas leads 6-1 after two. Third period, and we come right back.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patrisic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation.
Paxton Thomas sits out, has a headlock, sitting up with picking up the head, gets the fall, and Paxton Thomas clinches the dual meet, wins by fall at 4-24. Team score at the moment, 28-27. Bentworth, add two forfeits. It will go eventually to 40-27, and we'll go to 285 when we come right back.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Radio and TV today are cluttered with ads for car insurance. You might find these ads clever, funny, or even annoying. Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency. We like to keep things simple. We will give you the best possible coverage at the best possible price with great hometown service without all those gimmicks. Call us to get a free no-obligation quote with Erie Insurance. You might be surprised how much you can save. That's the Day Insurance Agency, 724-228-3448, or online at dayinsurance.com.
We go to 285 pounds, the dual meet in hand. Bentworth will wrestle McGuffey, but the 285-pounders present Quentin Carter for Bentworth and Tris Rush for Keystone Oaks. Following the match, we'll get you a full recap of all the results. And catch our breath before we flip sides of the hallway back in our downtown Washington studios. We'll have the rest of the action here from McGuffey on the FM side. Here on the AM, it'll be the AAA matches from Cannon McMillan. Carter backing off against Rush, and Rush got behind but couldn't keep that hold there. The 285-pounders at it again. Rush keeps going, and Carter sprawling back now. He's going to lean on Rush, spin around, get the takedown. Quentin Carter, first points of the match. Half Nelson on the left side. Rush gets his knees under him, and now Carter sinks that half in deeper. That's all he has, working out to the side. Now reaches down, tried to grab the near leg, just trying to muscle up on the half. Quentin Carter trying to end it here in the first. But good job here by Tris Rush to not get cranked over with that half Nelson. And now Carter half on the other side, jumps that way, trying to drive with that. And then once again, Rush able to fight that off. Rush gets to his feet, arches back into Carter, peels the hands, and steps away for an escape. 3-1 lead for Carter of Bentworth. There in that early part of that first period, Rush had the better of it in the neutral position, but Carter able to backpedal long enough that Rush lost his balance and ended up going belly down, and Carter took advantage of that with the spin to get the takedown. 15 seconds remaining, and here we go again. Same thing. Rush lost his balance, went palms down to the mat. Carter scoots behind, gets his second takedown, and we'll take a 6-1 lead to the second. We'll have it for you here on the WJPA Sports Network.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
There's the choice you see about once every three or four dual meets. A wrestler chooses top position. Quentin Carter wants to work on top. And once again, he flattens Tris Rush. Goes to the power Nelson to that right side and turns Rush up perpendicular. Carter trying to get enough weight to rotate the hips, and now Rush goes over. Carter locks up on the hands, around the head and arm, the right shoulder just barely off the mat. Carter trying to reload there here early in this second period, and Rush goes down and the fall comes. 3 minutes, 36 seconds the time of the fall for Quentin Carter to wrap up the dual meet. Bentworth 46, Keystone Oaks 27. The Bearcats win the last five bouts in a row, all in six-point victories. We'll recap it for you when we come back in just a couple of minutes here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We'd love to have you join us in celebration of outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams from our area. As a member of our chapter, you can nominate potential candidates, then vote on the nominees for each year's induction banquet. And you can help spread the word about our region's rich athletic tradition. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
The Mariscotti Insurance Agency and the Mariscotti Funeral Home in California are proud to support students and families throughout the area. The Mariscotti family provides honest service with a commitment to excellence to families and businesses in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties. For nearly 50 years, the Mariscotti family has served the community, and they look forward to the next 50 years. The Mariscotti Insurance Agency on 3rd Street and the Mariscotti Funeral Home on 4th Street, supporting the Bearcats, Bulldogs, Falcons, and Trojans.
Welcome back to McGuffey, where the preliminary round now in the books, and Bentworth advances to the first round to take on McGuffey, 46-27. Here's how it happened. We started at 107 pounds. Keystone Oaks, Dylan Sconcy, able to scramble and take control of the second period. He got a reversal late in the first, gave up a reversal, got an escape, and quickly put Brian Matthews into a cradle and onto his back and pinned him. 3:27 the time of the fall. KO led 6-0. Bobby Lemley of Bentworth tied the match, dominating in the first period. And a minute and 15 in, put Jaden Sims to his back to stay. Dual meet tied at 6. Bentworth took its first lead of the night with a major decision. Brock McClure, 17-4 winner over Ryder Gearhart. Really strong second and even more so third periods for McClure. Led 3-0 after 1, 8-2 after 2, and won at 17-4. Bearcats led 10-6. Back-to-back forfeits to Keystone Oaks put the Golden Eagles in front 18-10, but Bentworth knew they'd get at least two of those back later on. Let's see how we got there. 139, Drake McClure against Dylan Jones. McClure for Bentworth, 3 takedown and 4-point near fall early. Then he put Jones onto his back to stay. A minute 40, the time of the pin, 18-16, KO had the lead. Golden Eagles won the next two bouts, decision and a fall, to build their lead to 11 points, their biggest of the match. First, 145 pounds, Jeremy Wagner with an early near fall in the second, and then a late takedown in the middle part of that second period. He had a 7-2 lead after two, and Croson was able to ride the entire third period but couldn't turn Wagner over, and so that 7-2 proved to be the final. That brought the Keystone Oaks lead to 21-16. Domingo Lux Tojan bumped up from 145 to 152. A couple of takedowns in the first, a reversal in the second, and eventually got the pin. 3:49, the time of the fall for Lux Tojan, gave Keystone Oaks a 27-16 lead, but it was all Bearcats the rest of the way. Owen Ivsic wins his 159th career match. 21-second fall over Cooper Legalia. A takedown 14 seconds in, and just 7 seconds later, Legalia was done. Ivsic had the fall, 27-22, and said at the time the match that Keystone Oaks had to have because they couldn't win the dual meet without it. It turned out Paxton Thomas had enough to get a couple of counter moves, shots by Kabistic. Thomas able to counter those, got a takedown in the first, got a takedown in the second period, and led 6-1 after two periods. Thomas on the bottom in that third period, got a reversal and put Kabistic onto his shoulders to stay in 24 seconds into that third period, 4:24 the total time. Bentworth took the lead 28-27. Back-to-back forfeits made it unreachable, and then Quentin Carter with a couple of takedowns in the first and chose top position, and he turned Trish Rush to his back and got the fall, 3:36 the time. That set our final score at 46-27, Bentworth with the win. The Bearcats advance to the 2A tournament first round, and Keystone Oaks wrestlers will now look ahead to the sectional tournaments coming up a couple of weeks from now. Still to come, we'll wrap this broadcast up and we'll recognize our outstanding wrestler, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com dreamfields.
Since 1978, Quality Quick Printing has been a single source for all your business, organization, and corporate printing needs. A full-service digital document solution center, high-speed digital copying, large format, design and finishing, direct mail services, and so much more. Call their print solution specialist to help with your next project, 724-225-9427, or visit qualquick.com.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Well, when one guy has to win a match, and he's a really pretty even talent, and you beat that guy to clinch the duel, you pretty good chance you're going to be the outstanding wrestler. And that goes to Paxton Thomas of Bentworth. He picks up the fall over Mason Kabistic at 172 pounds, and that with the forfeits clinches the duel meet for the Bentworth Bearcats and keeps their duel meet season moving on into the first round. So Paxton Thomas, our outstanding wrestler of the tournament. Today's match on the WJPA Sports Network has been brought to you in part by Quality Quick Printing, by CNX Dreamfields, by the Mariscotti Insurance Agency and Mariscotti Funeral Home in California, by the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, and by Slovenian Savings and Loan. Also by Visit Green County, by the Day Insurance Agency, by Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation, by Attorney John Patricic, by First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Green County, and by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. We'll switch over to the FM for coverage of the next two rounds here at McGuffey. We'll have live coverage of the first round matches between the host Highlanders and our prelim winner Bentworth. And Rusty Pettit will join the crew with coverage of the 6-11 matchup, Burgettstown and Chartiers Houston. Our thanks to both head coaches, to acting athletic director Mark Bonus, the entire crew here at McGuffey, and to WPIO committee man Chris Mary. For our floor director, Jason Tennant, Noah Tennant on camera, and Jacob Knisner in our downtown Washington studios, I'm Bob Gregg. Thanks for being with us here on Pennsylvania's Radio Sports Leader. In the preliminary round of the WPIL 2A Team Wrestling Tournament, your final score, Bentworth 46, Keystone Oaks 27. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network on NFHS.